Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Hey, y'all. Welcome back for the second episode in our dudes panel for this week with two of my amazing guy friends, BC Serna and Jared Nickerson. We had part one of this conversation earlier this week that included asking the dudes real questions from the guys, and they answered incredibly honestly and really vulnerably. Now, in this episode today, I asked some questions from the ladies. Questions like, what's a reason you wouldn't ask a woman out? Do you like when a girl plays hard to get? Have you found yourself ever with some commitment issues and why? Y'all don't want to miss this one, trust me. But really quick, before we get into all of the amazing content today, let me introduce you again to the dudes really fast. BC Serna is a traveler, storyteller, and mentor. He has spent the past 11 years traveling the world with nonprofit organizations, helping share and tell stories through film and awareness. He has such a heart for our college and high school age students, and he takes all of them on trips to teach them about heart-led leadership and global community awareness. After working with hundreds of organizations in over 60 countries and countless students and young adults, BC founded a few different projects, including the Traveling Good, Pursuing Purpose podcast, and the Mentorship Mastermind. Jared Nickerson is a business expert and marketing strategy expert. He also has an incredible affinity for fitness, which we talked about last time. He's real buff, y'all. He also loves bringing people together in community. And that's actually how he met Jared, was through community when he first moved here to build community in LA. He has such a heart to help people find their purpose and identity. And now he is a mentor helping a lot of people do that. And him and BC are taking over the world together, where they created a mentorship mastermind, which is an 8-week dive into your greatest life questions, struggles, fears, passions, and purpose built alongside a whole community of like-minded people. So get ready to laugh, but also make sure to stay until the end today, because the dudes really drop some incredible nuggets and truth bombs all throughout the episode, but especially at the end, about what it really looks like to be called to your purpose and how important that is right now in your dating life. So let's do it, guys. So I want to switch over to some questions from the ladies. All of this is amazing. So, got lots of questions from the ladies for you dudes. Are you guys ready for these questions? Okay.
Oh, from the ladies. Yeah.
Let's do it. So, this is the first question. I've actually asked this before to our audience, but I want to ask you guys here live, like, what's maybe a reason that you wouldn't ask a woman out?
For me, if I don't see enough things that line up, I probably just won't ask her out.
Yeah. That's good. I see a lot.
It's never personal. It's all about like me and what I want in my life and what I think I want, not what I want, but what I think I want in my life. We all have preferences. We all have things that we look for. We all have ideas of what we want. So like same thing of like, when you buy a car, do you care about the color it is? Do you have a favorite flower? You like flowers, but do you have a favorite flower? You know, there's qualities and traits in other humans that we look for, that we know about if we know ourselves, we know like, this is going to compliment me and this isn't going to, or, I mean, it's all the nuance, right?
Cause what we think, what are the red flags, right? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, like maybe one thing, cause that's true. Like a huge thing that I've asked a lot of guys this question, and that's one thing, like our life goals, I don't really see our lives kind of maybe aligning, you know, because for example, if a guy approaches me and is like, I want to be a missionary in Africa. And I'm like, I feel called to be in LA and plant this dating community thing. Like that wouldn't really be complimentary. That, I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing, nothing wrong with what I'm doing, but it might be that we just are called to two totally different things. So our lives wouldn't be aligned.
That's a way better way of saying what I was just trying to say. Yeah.
But like
100%.
There you go. Yeah. What about you?
I try not to overthink it. I guess I know what you're saying. You know, if someone's like, I'm a dog person, I'm a cat person, I want to live in the mountains or the beach. I try not to overthink it too much. I think for me, it comes a lot down to chemistry and obviously like just, you know, I know we all have different goals and dreams and yeah, hers can be going doing that. And, but if it's right, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I guess like I try not to overthink it too much, but at the same time I do kind of overthink it because I'm trying to get wifed up, you know?
Well, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but earlier you said, if you don't even know she likes you, that could be maybe a reason you don't go for it. If she doesn't throw any red or hankies at you, red flags. Right?
Oh, totally.
You might not approach her if you're like, I have no idea if she even would say yes. And because that maybe is a little bit of a fear, you're not going to like enter that bubble. You're like, nah, not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want to.
So girls were asking what is stopping guys from asking us out? Okay.
I have a thought and it just kind of clicked right now. Sure. I think that when it comes to like asking a girl out, to me, it's a painful exchange. I view it as a painful exchange, not necessary. So it's like maybe reframing my mindset around it. Like what you said, no one has a bad day when they find out that someone likes them, which is so cool. Such a good way to think about it. Maybe that's what I need to think about. But to me, it's like what we were talking about before is she has every dude coming up to him or coming up to her, talking to her. The last thing she needs is this bozo, me, to walk up and say, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. To me, I think it's probably like, probably think it's a painful exchange, maybe like subconsciously deep down. So maybe need to work on that. So ladies, for those of us, most of us who probably think it's a painful exchange, maybe start dropping the hankies or maybe just like be bold and go up to the guy and be like, why are you such a coward? And like, in like a joking way. I mean, I would receive that well.
Yeah, you would.
A lot of guys like, might not.
Be kind of cute and flirtatious.
I'd cry myself. That would be great. I mean, girls obviously want to be captivated and and pursued. Like it's in the DNA, right? It's just like it's part of it. And so it is hard mix and balance, but definitely I think as men in our culture, it has been so tainted to where it's like, we need a little bit of a hint and it sucks. It has to be that way.
We just don't know like when it's safe, when it's okay, like to move or go.
Yeah. It's just tough. You just don't, I mean, the last thing you want to do is make them, obviously it's going to make them maybe hopefully feel like loved or like seen. That's the hope. Or it could literally ruin their day or make them feel like annoyed. And it could be like the last thread to where you ruin their night.
I'm telling you though, that's not true. Like all the women I talk to, they don't know. It doesn't annoy them unless it's like really aggressive.
That's 10 years of this. What have I been doing?
Unless it's like aggressive and you have like, you are clearly like not leaving without her number, you know? And then girls are like, okay, I'm giving you a no vibe and you're still coming at me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's at that point, I just take my shirt off and I go, you decide. Oh, that's your question. All right, sorry.
Cover up.
I'm like, blushing.
Can't look at that.
All right, next question. I'm sorry.
No, that's hilarious. Okay, what it would be an ultimate deal breaker for you? Just like one.
Ultimate deal breaker? I mean, obviously, like basic things like maybe smoking or something like that. I mean, ultimate deal breaker.
I think basic is faith. So probably like not use that one.
Well, that is a deal breaker. Yeah.
Yeah. So but that's like the overarching one.
Basic. Yeah.
Yeah. An immediate deal breaker. I don't know.
For me, it's someone who doesn't care about their health because it's such a huge part of, I mean, you know my story. It's a huge part of my testimony and story. So, I mean, that's just,
I don't know. I guess I truly don't date, so I wouldn't know, or I don't talk to girls. So I actually don't know what a deal breaker. I can't think of a moment.
Well, smoking is, that would be
totally, I guess that's one. I'll stick with that. That's
that also is like kind of a health related thing.
So totally, it is. It's very health related. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. I like that. Faith is definitely for me. I'll just speak to mine very quickly. I think one of my biggest ones is something that you guys mentioned about growth and mentorship. If I don't see someone who's growth minded or has a vision for their life or like working towards that, it's a deal breaker.
Actually,
for me.
That's probably even bigger than health and fitness.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal your answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Can we cut your part out where you say that and then we'll say that?
Yeah. So the deal breaker, growth, if she doesn't have a growth mindset.
We're all learning from each other here.
Yeah.
It's because like.
That's so true. 100%.
You can't be with someone who is in a fixed mindset. Like I always challenge, for example, someone who's like, that's just the way I am. Now there are some things like I am just like joyous. I do just love Disneyland and Celine Dion. And that is about, but those are positive qualities. If you're saying that's just the way I am to negative things, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I mean, I think the simplest ones are like you know, talk about the last book they read, and you know, I don't read. Obviously, that's gonna be like your, you know, thing. I was telling Jared the other day. I don't know if I was telling Jared or someone. And I was like, the best way to ask a girl on a date is just go and be like, hey, you want to go to church sometime?
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I was just like, that's the, because then you literally like exit right away where it's like, no, I don't go to church. Okay, cool. Well, I'll see you later. Yeah. 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 But anyway, it's,
that's perfect.
Yeah. I think I tried that.
Yeah.
Since then, and she didn't want to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't tell you that.
A lot of time and space.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I was just like, I'm just gonna try whatever BC's telling me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question.
Okay. More questions. Oh gosh, this one. Do you like when a girl plays hard to get?
Now, okay, real quick, as a woman, explain hard to get.
Where you're interested, but you just like, you purposely like don't respond for a day, and you purposely like turn them down multiple times, and
no, you... I hate it.
Okay.
That level of hard to get. There's the flirtatious hard to get where it's like, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 maybe a little bit later. But like where it's like, if someone gives me cold shoulder, I am not talking to them again.
Right. Okay. See, that's great. Because a lot of women... Yeah,
but, I'm not going to... what?
Nothing.
Because it's not a game.
If they give him a cold shoulder 17 times, he's like, duh. The 17th time, he goes, you know what?
I don't think it's for me.
It's not for me.
But no. In all reality, though, like for me, it's like, it's not a game. You know, yeah. If you're interested, cool. If you're not, if you don't know, cool. Just be upfront. You know?
I mean... Yeah, definitely.
But there's the point where it's like the pursuit is like a fun thing.
Yeah. Because I wish they would play hard to get, but you've seen my eyes, right? Yeah,
but when someone just like turns to you and like one thing that almost is a turnoff maybe is when they like puddle up and look like right in front of you. It's like the most adorable thing, but I'm like, oh, you think I'm? Why'd you do that?
I don't know what you meant by that.
You like
I
literally have confidence.
No idea what you said.
Okay. No, I know what you're saying. So. Well, okay. I think maybe the distinction is this, like you guys might prefer a girl who's not available at your beck and call, right? Like, I don't know. Like do you like a girl that's like immediately going to respond to all your messages and you ask her and she's immediately available?
Or it's a mix.
Do you like her to have her own life? And you're like,
yeah.
You want a girl that's kind of hard to get. You want like the chase and the pursuit of just like, wow, she's got a lot of people after her time and after her energy, and that's amazing. I love that. And
it's a confident woman.
Yeah, and so it's a woman that's doing stuff, which that's the goal, right? Like you said yourself, you know, you don't want to be the idol. And so it's a balance. It's for sure balance. You'll fill it out. It's not hard to get of like, I'm just going to chill in my house and watch Netflix tonight by myself. You know, it's more of like, yo, I'm busy. I got events, and you kind of have to like fight for that time.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Cause that's not a game.
Yeah.
That's not a game. That's real.
That's real.
That's.
And it actually is more attractive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A woman with ambition is like, dang. Let's do it.
But yeah.
The catty gameness of it is like, you're not that hot. Don't do that.
But seriously, that's good because you want someone. So it's a distinction of hard to get is less like about a game and more about like you're attracted to somebody who has like things going on in their life.
Yeah, my time is elsewhere.
And that isn't willing to just drop everything to date you, be with you, respond to you in the beginning, especially. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good distinction, at least because I think that is attractive.
Yeah.
What I tell women, like, because this is what happens for the ladies listening. When you get a text from a guy you like and you're with your friends or you're at something and you get the text and, you're like, and everything has to stop because you have to analyze that text and you have to talk about it and you got to respond right away. Like that is a no, that is a, you're not doing that right then. I'm like, you're present with your friends, like stay present, respond later. We don't give that person the number one priority all of a sudden in our phone when they like just maybe even, I don't know, ask us on one date or if that, you know? Totally. So I see a lot of women doing that and I'm like, that's not attractive.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is when a guy texts you and you look at it and you're just sitting by yourself at your house, you know, chilling and you're like, I don't want to respond right away because he'll think I'm desperate. Just respond right away. Don't overthink it. Like, you know, I this is maybe speaking on myself, but also I think guys too is like, yeah, don't overthink it. Don't get, you know, don't be like, what should I say if I said I send this emoji or this? Just like respond.
Yeah.
And like,
be you.
Yeah, be as, because at the end of the day, the hope is that it starts as friends anyway. Obviously, chemistry kind of takes its own, you know, vehicle, but the hope is you can actually just communicate like normal humans, not overthink it because you don't want to wear a mask or over, because if you overthink it now, you're going to overthink it later. Yeah. And it's a recipe.
I think that's a big part of my biggest fear in relationships and what I've experienced a handful of times is the person that I start dating is not at all the same person in 3 months because there were so many masks of them being like, this is who I want you to think I am. So the person who is overanalyzing, how do I say this in a way that's going to be attractive or going to be received like the best way, or like what analyzing with the girlfriends, right? It's like when you have, whenever it is, just say what you're going to say. Be 100% from the get-go.
Yeah. I like that.
And that way, yeah, I don't have to deal with it. It's literally my biggest fear in relationships. It's what my experience.
And we're guys, and we're also, we're hypocrites at the same time. We're like, we preach this, but we do it too. So guys still do it. And it's like not the easiest thing. It's like guys still overthink it and try to figure out what emojis and what, like we're not perfect. I know we're like, we're preachy right now, and I don't want I don't want people to be on like listening in and be like, wow, these guys get it. But we still struggle with it.
Oh, totally.
And so do guys in general.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, a beautiful idiot.
I can say that.
A beautiful idiot. Thank you.
Okay. Another question. This one is interesting, but do you prefer, this is a preference, and I'm like, I almost like don't love this question, but I'm going to ask it. Do you prefer a natural looking girl or one who dresses up, or do you even care?
Okay. When you say dress up, do you mean plastic surgery? And
I'll answer that. No. Easily for me. And this is like, I know guys say this, but you can ask my ex-girlfriend, like, natural 100%, like getting out of the ocean, no makeup, like that's like and I know that might be something that's like overplayed or even like fake, where it's like guys still like when we dress up. We appreciate when girls get beautiful. We appreciate the outfit. We appreciate the work and the effort. But at the end of the day, we love just like, the more you can wear, it's just confidence, right? The more you can be that confident, we, and just remove that mask, that layer, because at one point you're gonna jump in the water and the makeup will come off and the outfit will not be there, and it's all that. And so the sooner you can do that, I know you have to fall in love with someone's maybe heart before, girls think that, but the sooner you can like embrace and you don't even have to be like this like pedestal that we're trying to put ourselves on, but the sooner you can just be confident with that, it's just so attractive.
Like, have the confidence to go in the ocean and step out and not worry about your mascara when you're with the dude.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say this too. I think a deal breaker is sometimes too much makeup sometimes. Yeah. And I don't know, I don't wanna sound shallow or mean or rude, but
like, I get it. Like, what women can do with makeup is fascinating to me.
Beautiful. Yeah, I appreciate it. When someone looks beautiful and they have a cute outfit, I'll tell them all day. Like, I love that. So I have a sister and I love my mom. You know, it's like, so I'll tell them,
For me, ever since, literally, you can ask my mom. My mom used to like doll up and like do makeup like crazy because my grandma did. And ever since probably I was like 12 years old, I would always tell my mom, "Mom, don't wear makeup." Like, because my mom has perfect skin. She looks like 15 years younger than what she is. I'm like, "Don't wear makeup, Mom. Like, stop. And I tell her all the time. She's like, "Jared, you don't get to have to wear makeup." And the thing is, like, women, it's like, you don't need to wear makeup. Like, all this makeup. Like, Kate, you don't wear a crap ton of makeup.
Yeah.
It's just like very, I can't even tell. I don't know anything about it.
I also embrace, like, to be honest, I used to wear a lot of makeup and I had to kind of question myself, like, why? Why?
Yeah,
like, I actually enjoy putting on makeup and I like it, and that's fun for me to get dressed up.
It's like
and
a creative outlet, right?
Yeah, I love fashion. So for me, it's like, I love getting dressed up. I love doing my hair. I love putting on makeup. I mean, makeup is less for guys, to be honest, and more for the women and women with other women.
That's
be
why
real.
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's a level of like, when does that cross over into, is it an insecurity issue? Is it because you have to cover up something?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and when I started realizing some of that was because of that, a lot of it was because of my passion for fashion and I like feeling beautiful in that way. But another part of it was insecurity. And so when I started realizing that in the last few years, I'm like, okay, I can't just say, well, that's just how I am anymore. You know, I kind of have to ask, well, why? Mm-hmm. And would I go in front of people without makeup? And what would, is that okay?
That's why, you know? Maybe it's not a deal breaker, because that's why I appreciate it. Like, if a girl's at church and she looks, you know, done up, like, I appreciate it. I won't be like, I'm not going to ask her out. So it's not a deal breaker, but I think it's definitely like, your why and your intention behind it. Or,
well, it's not that if she's done up, it's a deal breaker. It's that, like, if she can't leave her house and like can't be seen, she's like, oh, I have to. It's like, yo, have confidence in yourself. To the point that, like,
right, and that is a huge struggle for a lot of women. I will say,
my gosh.
Like, and guys too.
I can't imagine. We're like,
it's not just women.
We're the biggest hypocrites right now. We're talking. We were even saying this. I feel really bad because we we can't even fathom what it's like to be a woman right now in our culture, in our society. Yeah. We can't even get close to fathoming it. So, next question.
No, but that's good. But I get it. Like, embodying confidence, and I think women, if you're using it as a mask and it's a major insecurity, just start pressing into like, hey, what would it look like to start removing some of the layers sometimes?
Yeah. Well, and for guys too. I mean, guys in today's society are like experiencing probably what women experienced a long time ago, but like body shaming and like feeling really insecure about themselves and how they look and everything. And dude, you ever see like someone who, just like being blunt, you ever see someone who like, you're like, he's not attractive, like physically, like out here, but he like pulled like a 10 and okay. you're like, he pulled a 10, like a girl who's like, you're like, she's gorgeous. And that's because he's owning himself.
His confidence.
His confidence.
This is really weird, but I find that with European people a lot because they don't, they like, they're just like, because of the way they take care of themselves and dress and they embody just confidence. I don't know, like not that people in America can't, but I find that when I go over there, I'm like, actually, I don't really, I'm not that attracted to this person, but because of their confidence, the way they dress and take care of themselves, I'm like, wow, like that person is attractive, you know? Yeah, it is about how you embody it. You know?
Totally.
Friends, I want to take a quick pause in today's episode to tell you about something I am so excited about. I just want to say that I know the struggle is real with dating in our current culture. It can be murky and confusing and sometimes just so frustrating. Do you ever feel like you have no idea what you're doing? Or that you keep trying and failing? Or that you just don't know how to handle hard situations or conversations with people? Or maybe you just feel stuck in a dating wasteland with no good potentials. Whew, I get it, and I have felt a ton of those exact same things. Now, a huge issue when it comes to dating is that we don't have a ton of great resources out there for guidance. The Bible doesn't talk about dating because it didn't exist at the time. And now, today, about 50% of the church in the U.S. is single, and even that number is growing. So the problem is that we need resources. I get it. I get all your frustrating feelings. So I have made it a goal of mine to research and talk to pastors and watch videos and read as many books as I can just so that I can be equipped to do this podcast as well as go into my own dating life with the best and sharpest possible tools. And I have exciting news today. I have compiled all of my favorite dating resources and created a free resource guide for you so you don't have to scour for all the best things to read or watch anymore. It is called The 7 Resources to Change the Dating Game. I truly believe that this guide will help you navigate this journey with clarity and intention. It is going to help you to sharpen the tools in your toolbox and get out there and date amazingly. You can grab this free resource by visiting heartofdating.com/7resources. That is heartofdating.com/7resources. I am so excited for you guys to get your hands on this incredible free resource.
All right. Okay. Next question. This one. Okay. A lot of women comment on commitment and not feeling like men want to commit to them. I'm not saying that's true or not true. It's very nuanced, but I am curious. Have you found yourselves with commitment issues and why?
Yeah. If I hold any like reservations, then like it's so hard. And that's not even relationships, like in romantic relationships, but any part of my life, if I have like any reservations towards it, it's really hard for me to commit. So it's work.
Do you think though that more it has to do with your identity? Almost like in the more you get confident and confirmed and secure in your identity, the less you might have commitment issues?
So I think we're asking the wrong question.
Yeah. I was about to say committing. You mean, I'm trying to think of
commitment and relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So commitment and relationship is not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Like if there's someone that I'm committed to, literally blinders go up. Like I don't see other people the way that I would before. It's like when I'm committed to someone, 100%, you are it. Like I love you. I see everyone else, but like you're my focus.
Yeah.
You're the one that matters. You are what matters when it comes to like other females, you know, friends and everything, but yeah, it's not about commitment issues. It's more so of like, I'm not going to commit to something that is less than what I want, desire, and what I want and desire in my life. Then it comes down to like, am I going to string along girls? That's, I think, where this question comes in play, where guys will string girls along.
That's where the question
comes. And they're like, why won't he commit to me? Well, honestly, get yourself a different dude because he's a tool.
Yeah,
he doesn't know himself.
That's what I'm saying with the identity thing.
I think that's what you're saying. Yeah, because commitment is a very, it's if they're a child, or not a child, but just a broken child inside themselves where they're, yeah, they're stringing people along or kind of manipulating. I think that's a whole different question. I've only ever dated two girls, and girlfriends, and then haven't dated beyond that. So I wouldn't know what I don't think I've ever, I've never strung someone along that I was not willing to commit to. But commits, I think it's different for men and women too, because women want to be very captivated and commit. They want that, they want that security and that trust. And I think for some men, or for, I guess me personally, I'm just kind of always running, not from away from things, but I'm just always chasing goals and dreams and like passions. And like, I it's not that I'm not committing. It's just that like, I have to be very careful on where I exert my energy and my time and my focus. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's something that you want, you'll go for it and you'll commit to it, basically, is the bottom line. Right. And if you're not in a place, or like for guys who aren't doing that, they're not in a place, they're not ready for a relationship.
Totally. And I just, I put a box in on everyone who's like, maybe not ready. I called them all tools, and I'll take that back. I feel a little self-conscious that I said that, because I said it in humor, but what BC said, it's like their inner child is broken. There's a part of them that they literally just haven't explored and they don't know and they don't understand. And it's not their afraid fault. To get hurt. Yeah. But it's not their fault, but it is our fault if we choose not to face it. It's just when in our journey that we do choose to face it. So women, if you are feeling that you are walking along in this journey and you have some guy that's kind of stringing you along who isn't committed and he can't commit to you, then honestly, he's someone that needs personal growth development, and it again has nothing to do with you. It's not your fault. It's not your problem. Let him grow on his own. But for you to do that, you need to have the boundaries within yourself to set and be like, hey, you know what? This is the boundary. We can't pass this anymore. Mm-hmm. And it may not be your place to tell him that he has growth that he needs. People are going to find it on their own at some point in time, but that's when I say like, hey, on to the next one.
Or just very communication. Just why don't you want to commit? Why can't you? It's just communication, really. If you ask my ex-girlfriend, she'll probably say I'm not that good at commitment. But I mean, when we first started, I was just terrified from it. I'm like a runner. I'm always chasing and running a million miles an hour. Not away from things, like I said, but I don't think. But for the most part, like I was struggled to commit. She was my dream girl, and I'm like obsessed and in love, and she's amazing, and I was like infatuated. But I was also like, I guess my personal experience with commitment was just fear of not being, I don't think it was fear of being heartbroken. Maybe that was a little bit of it from my first relationship. That's definitely, basically everything has a root, right? So every action, everything has a root to it. So it's not just looking at the surface. It's really looking at the heart and the experience. And so if someone's afraid of commitment, don't say, don't run the other way and say, oh, they're not worth it. Just have, if you're really into that person and they're afraid of commitment, have the conversation. Luckily, my ex-girlfriend was extremely patient and like loving and graceful and walked me through those emotions and that experience. But it wasn't easy, and it wasn't and it was definitely, it raises a lot of emotions, but it's gotta be communication. It's gotta be a lot of grace. And you know, if someone's healthy or not for you, but it's definitely not the surface level, BS that we kind of like try to label it.
Yeah.
Even if you like looking at the Enneagram or personality test or whatever it is, you have to just know that every action's coming from a root cause. And if it's worth the fight, then it's worth the fight.
Yeah. And if that person's actively willing to go into that too.
Yeah.
If you identify there's commitment issues, or if you identify anything like other than just commitment issues, it's like something comes up and you're not willing to work on that, then you have to decide, okay, will I accept this person without the true major level of commitment or without them working on this thing? Yeah. Like, because if they're not showing that growth or wanting the desire to, I think that's the deciding factor for me. Yeah. It's like something comes up, I'm not afraid of that. If you find out and we're dating that, oh my gosh, you have abandonment issues from your childhood father or something, right? I'm not afraid of that coming up. It's just like, what do you do with it from that point forward?
Yeah, it's a conversation.
And I think, what you touched on, BC, was a really important point. Not to throw the baby out with the bathwater is like in the situation where if you see some flags or whatever, communicating what you see, and if they're open and willing, then be like, all right, well, they have a growth mindset and we can work through this. And then you decide what you're willing to go through and what you want, right? What you value, and then go through it. So like with BC's ex-girlfriend, when she led you through that, like she helped you grow.
Totally.
In a wonderful way. And you guys had a wonderful relationship and grew each other. So like there was so much good that came from her seeing BC. And also BC is a one in a billion, maybe one in seven. There's probably not another human like BC. So like he's kind of like the anomaly, like the way outlier. But like
bromance. For,
yeah, we love
bromance vibes.
I love him, dude.
I love it.
But yeah, so I guess when it comes down to it, have the conversation and like maybe bring something up, bring it up. And what their response is going to dictate like kind of what you need to decide.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing girls fear is, well, if I bring that up, what if he runs, you know, exactly. What if he's like, whoa, you know, like cling on stage five clinger or whatever. It's like that, then it's not, then it wasn't supposed to be in the first place. Yeah. Right. If you can't clearly communication clear and you're afraid he's going to run, then you need to get that out of your life sooner than before. Cause it's either going to end horribly or it'll end horribly. There's no other out.
And like, it's not on you.
It's not on you at all.
It's not on you.
Yeah.
You have to understand that so much of why things end so much of it has nothing to do with you in ways. Like sometimes it does. Sometimes you make mistakes and sometimes, but a lot of times it's like, what's going on with the other person?
Yeah. I think it's really important to know, and I'll be quick with this, but it's really important to know that there's nothing that I can do to make you do something or feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can come up and I can offend you, and how you respond to the offense is on you. Mm-hmm. That's not on me.
Yeah.
It's on me, my communication, how I communicated, how I responded. Was I a jerk? Yeah, that's on me. But
how it's triggering you is on you. Something that I went through and have to be self-aware of, like, oh, this is triggering me because X person in my life never made me feel seen or heard.
Yeah.
And so that makes me feel shut down. So, and therefore, yeah.
Yeah. So in this situation, if you're like, hey, so I'm seeing some things here, like there's some commitment issues or there's something a little bit deeper. Have you ever like gone into this? However you want to communicate it. If they decide to up and run, their reaction and response has nothing to do with you. Yeah. That is all them. And I think that is so important in all relationships for us to understand.
And it's not that they don't want to be with you. I think that's really clear. It's like, it's not like, oh my God, they don't want to be with me now. They want to be with you. They're just terrified of their self. So you bring that up and it's a trigger and they're running away from you. It's like, oh, they don't want to be with me. It's like, no, they do. Trust me. Like their soul wants to be with you if it's right. But it's definitely like timing. That's why timing is everything. Chemistry is the easy part. Timing is everything.
Yeah. I agree.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. All right. You guys, this is so good. There's so many other questions, but I feel like this has just been awesome. So thank you guys for being willing to come on today and share your hearts. Like, that's awesome. Good. Like, I just am so about men that are willing to be vulnerable and, you know, have bromances with each other's. But I think it's beautiful. You know, you guys have such a deep friendship. You cultivate that with other brothers, with girls as well, in a healthy way, obviously. And I think that's just so awesome. So thank you guys for being willing to share all this.
Thank you for creating the space and creating this. This is awesome. I think the last thing I want to say is like, I think the community part is, because it's all about time, right? Time is the most valuable asset you have and how you leverage that and how you work around. But, you know, when you have friends and community, you're not so empty on your cup for like trying to seek validation or seek love, like, you know, support each other and compliment each other and have a good time doing it. But it's, you got to find, and it's, and people are like, where do I find that community? And it just takes time, takes patience. You got to work on yourself. You have to elevate. If you want that kind of community, you really have to elevate yourself and you have to go inward before you go anywhere outward. And so, if you want, you know, amazing friends, amazing community, then start looking at yourself and being like, how do I level up? How do I get to the next level of like my personal development? And then they'll start coming in and then it's like a rebirth. So it's amazing.
Okay. I always ask everyone the final nugget of dating advice. I feel that's your final nugget. Is that your final nugget? Because I'm like, I didn't even ask it. And I was like, I feel like that is your final. You're like, this is what I want to say in the end. But you guys both need it. You can change it or add. But Jared, what about you? What's your final nugget?
Oh, no, that was really good.
You just want to piggyback on that?
Yeah.
I know you're all about that too. It's so good.
I mean, like, literally it's my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think final nugget, probably the same thing, is like, start looking within yourself first. Like, ask yourself the basic questions of why do I like this? Why don't I like this on anything in your life? Just start asking yourself about it. Mm. Start to understand who you are. And I think when you first begin to finally understand who you are, that's when elevation comes. And when you then can attract the people around you, who you want in your life, your community, your relationships. I mean, it all starts there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking yourself the little questions.
I think the biggest thing is have patience. Like, I'm 30 years old and I, of course, want to have kids and be in marriage, but I trust God more than anything. And my mentor, he spent his whole 20s traveling and helping people. And then he didn't meet his wife till he was 35 and now has two kids, writes books, and he is like changing the world on a huge scale. And I just kind of have that peace of mind where it's like, there is no timing around this. Like, there's no rush.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry. Like, your focus, I think it's just all about your focus, right? It should not be on the opposite sex and kids and a marriage. That's a thing to aspire to and hope for. But the biggest question is, are you ready? The biggest thing I always ask people, even if you found your dream person tomorrow, are you financially, emotionally, physically, mentally stable to level up to their like love, right? Mm. And so you have to keep leveling up. If you want the best person for you and you want someone amazing, you have to be amazing. And you said, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a quote that's like, everyone wants a prince, but they don't want to like work to become a princess or something like that, where it's like everyone wants like the perfect thing, but they're not working on themselves, which we're all just reiterating. But and then I think a quote that I wrote on my Instagram, where I think you saw it, was two people have to be good alone to be great together.
Yeah.
And that can, and then I kind of went into singleness. And the last thing I want to say is the power and beauty of singleness is so freaking incredible. And
don't throw it away.
It's so celebrated because the rest of your life, I would say 80% of your life, you're going to be married with kids, which is going to be dope and awesome, and there's going to be perks to that. But singleness, you have to flip the script on it. In every song there is, every single song out there, almost every country song for sure, and every movie that's all about love, everything from Aladdin to any movie you watch, right? The Star is Born. Yeah, it's all about love. And so we feel so broken, and we're just so needy for it, because our society, our culture, everything is surrounded by love, and we're like, oh my God, I'm nothing if I'm not either desired or desiring people, because love is, or like romantic love is like the epitome of it all. It's literally every song. And so it's like, so you have to flip the script, look at your singleness, flip your journal, and just like stop being like, God, I want someone. God, I want someone. That's cool. Keep praying for that if you want. But be like, God, thank you so much for this season of like freedom. I could, you know, buy a flight to Europe tomorrow and go fly somewhere. You literally have more freedom than ever, ever.
Even this is a small piece of time.
So small.
Life.
It's insanely
like,
small.
Oh, yeah.
Comparatively. I'm like, gosh, y'all, freedom and time are these gifts now.
We didn't become humans until like what? We were like in our early 20s. So it's been just a couple years that you're actually a human.
Oh my God. You can literally buy a flight anywhere in the world or go do whatever you want for this time. And so it is not a season of like pity me or self-doubt. It is actually, you have to flip the script and journal different. You have to journal different, and you have to like, even if your heart was broken, you just got to journal different. You got to flip. You got everything that goes through your mind is insecurity, and you have to filter everything from your mind through your heart. Mm. And when you filter it through your heart, you kind of look at everything different. And you're like, whoa, that's why I got fired. That's why that person broke up with me. That's why no one's dating me. It's just filtered through your heart of like a perk. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a good thing.
It's like flipping the script to gratitude. And gratitude is a super hot topic right now. But like what it actually is like what you decide, what you focus on is what you're going to get more of. If you're like, oh, I'm a lame person and I'm not attracted or I'm not desired. So like, I'm not desired. Oh, and then because I'm not desired, this person did this thing and now it's feeding into my belief that I'm not desired. And so if you focus on you're not desired, you're always going to find reasons to affirm the lie that you're not desired. If you believe, dude, I am blessed. I'm single. I have the opportunity to go to this country, to go to this place, to work at this blah, blah, blah. Like you will always find reasons why you are blessed. Which one of those is a better life to live? Because they're both reality, right?
Oh yeah.
It's what we choose to focus on. Which one do you want your life to be in? And I'll ask you this last question. If you're focusing on lack in your life and how much you hate yourself or how much you hate the circumstance of your life, do you think that you focusing on that is going to attract the mate or the partner in your life who is going to elevate you to this, like, you're going to find the prince if you're focusing on like all of those lack things? No, you're just driving yourself in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So like flip the script, focus on the gratitude.
And I get physical thing is a big thing. Like I get it. Like you look in the mirror and you don't want to be with someone who just wants your physical appearance.
Amen.
And so like you need to learn how to really look in the mirror, fall in love with yourself, be deeply in love with yourself. You can't love yourself. You can't love someone else. If you can't trust yourself, you can't trust someone else. Right. We know that. So it's like, we get it. Like girls are like, guys want someone beautiful. We get it. Work out, eat healthy, whatever it is that you want. But realize that we know, we're super aware that it will fade away. Yeah. And if the guy that falls in love with you because of the way you look, you're already going to fail. Just period. Mm-hmm. You're going to fail if he's in, because the second it fades away, which it will, time is undefeated. Mm-hmm. The second it fades away, he'll be gone. And so you need to work on your character, your heart, your soul, your love. And I promise you, I have been attracted to girls that I wasn't originally initially physically attracted to. And I was like, whoa, that is like wife material, that kind of character, yes, that kind of love, mm-hmm, that kind of support. Okay. I'm not saying we're not physically attracted. That's just a part of our biology. It's part of our, it's part of chemistry. Yeah. But there is something to say when someone is internally gorgeous, and that's what's going to last forever. That's the person you want to raise your kids. That's the person you want to like have fun with and play jokes with and grow old with. So that's
the last bit of dating advice. Here it is. Focus on the good in all things in your life, in the opportunities, the meanings behind things.
He's trying to one up life. And the last thing.
I haven't even said anything. I'm like, yeah.
But I mean, like, that's the all-encompassing thing.
Yeah. Totally.
And work on yourself.
And it's not even dating advice. It's life advice.
No, but it is like, it is dating advice. Like totally. It's life advice and dating advice. Cause it's all works together.
Yeah. That's like, what I mean. Like
it all works.
Best ultimate dating is going to come when you are your absolute best possible self.
That's what I'm saying.
And granted, yeah, you're a work in process. Totally. You're not going to be perfect. There isn't a level of perfection that you will ever achieve, mm-hmm, but you're constantly seeking after that. You are constantly seeking your vision. You're seeking your purpose and climbing after what sets your soul on fire. You are working past your insecurities, identifying them. You're not, mm-hmm, sitting stagnant saying, well, this is the lack, or this is my, my thing, and I'm going to live in that. We can choose to live in that hole, or okay, Christine Kane has this amazing sermon, get off the mat. We can get off the mat and walk, mm-hmm, and choose to, mm-hmm, walk. Okay.
Amen.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Amen.
All right, y'all.
Kate, thank you so much.
Yeah. You're the best, guys. Thank
you. Love you guys.
Okay, you guys, how amazing are BC and Jared? I love these kind of panel style interviews because they're just more candid and a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed hearing part one and part two of this conversation. I loved especially today how they wrapped up our talk with just incredibly epic truth bombs that we needed to hear. BC said, "The power of and the beauty of singleness is something to be celebrated. Our society puts romantic love on a pedestal, but flip the script and thank God for your season." I couldn't agree more. So I hope you guys enjoyed this interview with BC and Jared. And would you do me a favor and go find the guys on Instagram and thank them for being so honest with us and truthful and vulnerable about this topic? You can find them at @BC_Cerna and @Jared.Nickerson on Instagram. Thanks, y'all. Love you, BC. Love you, Jared. Keep being epic men. I cannot be more thankful for your support of the Heart of Dating podcast. I am blown away by your rankings, reviews, messages, all of it. If you want to be a part of our inner circle and support what we are doing, we encourage you to pledge any dollar amount that you want on our Patreon page at patreon.com/heartofdating. Also, if you like this podcast, would you please consider giving us a review? It helps us immensely, and we cannot thank you more. Until next time, friends.